We lopen nog steeds met Richard, de Beetle Walk door Londen. Richard, it's very nice to walk with you.
Thank you. Good. Well, this is number 3 Savile Row. And from 1968 to the mid-1970s, this building was owned by the Beatles to house the Apple group of companies. They really started Apple for tax reasons. So at the time, they were paying 95% tax. Hence the George Harrison song, Tax Man, where he sang, there's one for you, 19 for me. That's exactly how it was at the time. So the tax man got hold of all their money, decided to invest it in their own company. There's many different parts of Apple, like Apple Records, Apple Electronics, Apple Tailoring, Apple Films, and many others. Didn't really work in practice, because when John and Paul went to America in 1968 to promote the company, what came across in the interviews they gave was the Beatles had several million pounds to give away to anyone who wanted it. Wasn't the idea at all. And lots of people came to Apple trying to get their hands on this money, including a couple of Hell's Angels, arrived in San Francisco in 1968. There's a family of hippies living here for a while, wanted to start a hippie commune with John and Yoko in the Fiji Islands. And there's a great book about the early Apple period called The Longest Cocktail Party. And then the guy who wrote the book was called Richard DeLillo. His official job title at Apple was the House Hippie. So I think that really sums up the whole philosophy of the company. Of course, it's also here at Apple the Beatles played on the rooftop for their film Let It Be. Of course, it started out very differently. The original idea was going to record their new album live in front of a huge audience, a big concert, in other words, which they're going to, of course, film. And also bring it out on an album, and so you get a film concert and a record. But they started rehearsals at Twickenham Film Studios in early January 1969. Things didn't go well at all. In fact, George Harrison walked out, said to the others, "See you around the clubs." He only agreed to come back when the idea behind a big concert was dropped. They just instead came to the new Apple studio in the basement here at 3 Savile Row and just recorded the album, but still had the film crew with them. But still needed some sort of climax for the film. Almost certainly Paul McCartney had suggested they do the concert on the roof. But actually, to be technical, it's more like an outdoor recording session. And of course, they could be heard for miles around, which didn't please the local tailors, because the tailors didn't want the Beatles here anyway, all the hippies and Hell's Angels coming to the street, hire the clientele that buy suits in Savile Row tailors. So either a tailor could have been the manager of the bank used to be across the road that called the police, try and get the concert stopped. Rather strangely, the police were based down in Piccadilly Circus, which is quite a way from here. Yeah. There's actually a police station the other end of Savile Row. They didn't go from there, they came from Piccadilly Circus. It was two young guys out of police college, just got a call on their radio saying, the Beatles are making too much noise, go and tell them to turn it down. So they arrived on the rooftop, they were big Beatles fans. Yeah. Of course, they just watched. They weren't going to do anything, which is actually rather disappointing to the Beatles. In fact, Ringo Starr on the Beatles anthology, he wanted to be arrested for a great way of ending the film, being carted down to the police station, because they didn't get their wish, allowed to finish the last song they were playing, of course rather ironically Get Back, and all finished when John Lennon came to the microphone and said, I'd like to thank you on behalf of the group and ourselves, I hope we pass the audition. A rather strange way of ending their last ever live show. Has to be said, it's really Apple led to the Beatles' breakup. Because they were losing so much money on the company, couldn't agree on who to bring in to sort out the mess. And there's another book recently published called You Never Give Me Your Money, all about the breakup of the Beatles and all the illegal problems there's been since. The book The Longest Cocktail Party was the fun side of Apple. You Never Give Me Your Money was the consequence of that fun.
Richard vertelt dat een Savile Row hier op nummer 3 was eigendom van de Beatles. En hier op Savile Row werd dus het beroemde dakconcert gegeven. En deze straat is helemaal bekend door de tailors, de kleermakers die hier zitten. Die waren er helemaal niet blij mee dat de Beatles hier zaten. In ieder geval in 1969 hier op het dak veel lawaai, vele mooie muziek. En twee jonge agentjes die van Piccadilly Circus kwamen moesten daar een einde aan maken. Maar ja, wat krijg je dan? Ze zijn zelf Beatles fan en keken mee. De rest hebt u wel kunnen volgen van Richard. Richard, people who want to know more about you and the Beatle Walk, they can ring you, but is a website.
Yes, I have a website, beatlesinlondon.com. That's the, I'm sure I can mention my DVD now. Okay. I've got to have a DVD called The Beatles London. Okay. Just me going on all the major Beatles sites. So lots of people that worked with the Beatles in the 60s. So that's that's available on the website as well.
Nou, op de website kun je ook de DVD van hem zien en kopen.